John, the quality of sticking at it, I think, was borne out today, because the final 20 minutes, you earned your unbeaten record continuing.
Yeah, sometimes you've got to do that. It can't always be pretty attractive football, can it? Sometimes we have to dig in and see out periods of the game when the opposition have got the momentum, and I thought we're doing that really well now, week in, week out. I think when we're not on our game and we haven't got the upper hand, we can dig in and just see it out until the game turns again, and at times it turns again, and maybe we could have got one on the counter-attack, but... also, I thought they were dangerous as well on the counter. They've got some good individual players, and I think a point apiece is a fair result.
It can change on all sorts of moments a game like that. It might have been not being awarded the penalty, Kieran Morris putting it wide as well midway through the second half, that maybe just changed the flow.
Yeah, it does. And but overall, I think Lady probably planted one, and at times that could have been given as well. So I'm going to moan too much about that. I think it was a penalty, but. Then again, if the second phase of play was nestled in the bottom corner, I'd have been pleased with that. So I won't grumble too much with the referee.
We keep on having to talk about the lost tumour, but yeah. I mean, again, he had no space, no time to get that shot away until he plants it in the corner.
Well, to be fair, if I'm talking about lost tumour every week, then that's only going to be a good thing, isn't it? Because it means he's still assisting and scoring goals. And the wee man has got a huge heart, and he just loves playing football, and he infuses people. He infuses the players around him, and he infuses his staff and fans and probably media alike. Great player to watch. But he's also a team player. I do say it, and I said it last week, he puts a shift in. If you look at the work he does off the ball, he makes the space for himself sometimes. And Andreas put a shift in again, which a lot of people don't see. Simeon comes on and is a threat beyond. So I was pleased. I was pleased with the performance. I was pleased with how we defended when they put us under some pressure.
Was that a tough call? Because I suppose with Bakayoko as well, you've got three strikers all wanted to play in that sole role up front. Was it about rewarding the team that had won last week?
Yeah, a bit rewarding. I always look at it from a perspective. If I was a player, do I think I've done enough to stay in the team? And then as a manager, have we got enough in the team then to pose a threat to Coventry? And I think they deserve that. I've given Andreas a lot of credit for the shift that he put in last week. Create the space sometimes for Erhan. So he deserved his time to come on today, and he knew he'd occupy their centre-halves. And Simeon has only trained one day this week, so that's why I made that call, really.
And to be fair to the back five, to include Neil Etheridge in it, they worked hard to keep Coventry to one goal. There were a lot of threat about Coventry the way they played today.
Yeah, I thought on the counter-attack they were very dangerous. They keep players in attacking positions, and sometimes they gamble a little bit, because if our then offensive play breaks down, they've got an overload on the turnover. So I thought we handled it really well, and the work ethic of the players to get back into shape and limit their chances was excellent.
And what's the early prognosis on Kieran? Because that looked quite a heavy knock in that challenge on halfway.
Yeah, I don't think it's too bad. I think it's a bit neural. It's when he's trying to put weight through, it's a bit of neuropathic pain, I think. So nothing too serious. I think Jimmy just felt his groin a little bit as well. But we'll dust them down, shake them up a bit, give them probably give them a day off, and then we'll get them ready for Macclesfield next week.